friends, it's Tawny Thompson coming at you from the Theater of the Mind Players. Thank you so much for joining us here again for our playthrough of Scum and Villainy from Evil Hat Publishing. We were so excited to get in touch with our Battlestar, Firefly, Cowboy Bebop sides with this show. Please don't forget to catch us on Patreon and Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you get your podcasts. Please, please, please go in and rate and share. The more growth we can get in our audience, the more shows we might be able to start doing. In fact, you might hear something special at the end of this episode with a little bit of a preview for something we might be thinking of doing if we can get to a certain level. So thank you again so much for joining us, and we hope you enjoy Scum and Villainy.
No, it's the thing is playing.
No, that's no, this is the lid.
That's 10 seconds
Rob.
Behind. So you stood there for 10 seconds holding your cup.
Oh,
better me than someone else.
Shit.
Good evening, everyone.
Hashtag not my fault.
Oh, God, how long were we just totally statues?
That's all right. My name is Rob Whelan. I'm an author, game designer, and professional, well, slightly less than professional nerd. And this is Theater of the Mind Players. This is a live stream actual play where we go through the RPGs that are out there in the world that are not necessarily Dungeons & Dragons. D&D is great. The 5th edition is fantastic.
We love it.
Huge fan of it. But there are also a lot of other games that are out there in the universe that we want to highlight through play. And the game that we're doing tonight is Scum and Villainy, which is from our good friends at Evil Hat Productions.
I need a van.
It is.
Yeah, but I'm ill. So.
But it is.
When you're vanning, you don't have to touch it.
Yeah. It's called voguing.
It's vanning because you're displaying a product.
Yeah, but I'm
voguing. It's by Strauss Chovic and John LeBeouf Little.
Neither does Vanna.
And it is part of the Forge of the Dark family of RPGs. Now, what that means is, it uses the same system as a game called Blades in the Dark, which is also by Evil Hat Games, or printed by Evil Hat Games, I should say. And they the system that Blades in the Dark uses is one that is being used by several different games that as a basis, much like, for those of you who've played Dungeons & Dragons, how D20... you know, as the basis for a lot of games, or even now the current edition, you're starting to see more of those, like, it's 5e, but for cyberpunk, or, you know, for various different genres. This crew, as a matter of fact, this crew is going to be releasing their second Forge in the Dark game called Band of Blades. So if you want to use this system to play sort of the military dark fantasy, you know, type of game.
Oh, I get it. Blades in the Dark.
Yeah.
And then Band of
Blades. There's a weird strain of, well, I shouldn't say it's a weird strain of sort of keeping that reference in so people look at the title and go, oh, obviously I know what that is. I think that started because Blades in the Dark was a hack of the Apocalypse World series of games, and many of those games have kept world in as part of the name of the game, just so people look at it and go, oh, I understand what that is. I mean, that's why for many, many years, many games followed the Dungeons and Dragons, you know, type of name. So, anyway, names are important, but tonight we are playing Scum and Villainy, which, of course, did not do any of that stuff that we just talked about. Scum and Villainy is applies the same style of game to the space scoundrel genre. If there's any genre that is almost as
synonymous.
Famous and popular as, you know, classic fantasy adventure, it's Space Scoundrels. You've got a lot of great games that do this style of game, and I think that Scum and Villainy is one of the great modern games that does this style of game, because, you know, people love Guardians of the Galaxy or Firefly. Or, you know, the
Battlestar
Scum, yeah, the BSG, or even these sort of fringe elements of Star
Fringe.
Wars.
Oh, I love Fringe.
And that, I think, it's interesting that most people, when they want to play a space RPG, that's the type of space RPG they want to play, as opposed to necessarily a, you know, we're all explorers, or we're all, you know, or Star Trek, or stuff like that.
What, Star Trek?
Yeah. Now I've set Sarah off. Can I do it? Tonight we're going to be playing our second episode of Scum and Villainy. Our first episode is available on VOD and POD.
Sailor
P. VOD Pod, as I like to call it, and I'm trying to make happen, but I don't think it's actually going to happen.
Yeah, that's no.
Yeah.
No, VOD Pod? All right, well.
It just sounds dirty.
Yeah.
You're one to talk, Tilly Sinclair. what we're going to do tonight is we're going to have a deal with the sort of the fallout of their first couple of jobs last week, or last session, I should say, and roll from there. The way the game is structured is... The way the game is structured is the players do something... they deal with the aftermath and the downtime, and that sort of spurs the plot forward to see what their next job is, which they then do, which they then generate more downtime, and it bounces back and forth. So tonight, we're, for those of you who are familiar with our structure, we're basically going to do two jobs on either end of the evening, and then sort of a downtime space in the middle to deal with the aftermath of what happens in the first job and how it affects and leads on to the second. So now that I've talked about that a little bit, let's go around the table and talk about who everyone is. Let's start with the majority owner, let's say, of the ship, and that of course would be Mr. Tony Cheek.
Wait. That thermal coupler is mine.
I said majority owner. All right.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Tony Cheek. I am an actor and writer, and I'm playing Steve Johnson, who is, as Rob said, the majority owner of the ship, a.k.a. The captain, and suck it up.
What was your favorite part from... our last session?
I kind of liked how... This is kind of bittersweet. I like how our job kind of went off without a hitch and then ended with a hitch.
That would be because their job last week... I keep saying last week. Last session was capture a fellow bounty hunter by the name of Cho Tyrek, who had failed to accomplish a mission, and they basically cut a deal with him to turn him in after erasing his memory, but they kept what was the purpose of his mission, which was a tiny pill-shaped Urbot called Araini.
Allegedly clapped.
And
which are hard.
You're the most famous podcaster of all of us. except for Lord of the Board Brett. And
I am, in fact.
If only you could see him.
If only you could see him behind the sea of interns.
Paying no attention to the man behind it.
So they kept the Urbot safe, but they turned in Cho Tyrek, and they then discovered that Buster, their ship's mechanic, had been taken by by Arlox, who was the original person that they had cut a deal with to go on their first mission. And basically, he wants the Urbot in exchange for their engineer. I do have another question for you. So, your character has a background in racing, and that's where he became an excellent pilot.
Correct.
And I know we talked a little bit about this on session zero, but I wanted to talk to get a few more bits and pieces about it here. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it seems like your racing is kind of the equivalent of a like a Formula One or a NASCAR. Like, it's sponsored, it's strictured, it's very like people, you know, pay tickets and bet money on this thing. Is that correct?
Correct. Like, in the Zero session, I equated it to the game F-Zero.
Okay. Yeah. My touch point for that is Wipeout, but I feel like those are both very much in the same kind of...
Right. Yes.
Like, really, it's only my soundtrack is more oons, oons, oons. But, and then maybe one of the reasons why I got into Oons, Boots and Cats music was playing that game a lot. So what do you think about illegal racing? Like, there is a type of racing that's called ring racing.
Mm-hmm.
That takes place primarily around in the ring around the planet Vet, and it's more of a slalom obstacle course race, but you have to stay within a certain distance of the ring that surrounds the planet, which of course is made up of, you know, rocks and ice and various bits and pieces. What do you think about that?
I think that coaches for different race teams probably frown upon that and look at it as lesser. Like, oh, that's not real racing. That's bullshit. But obviously, I think most racers have probably partaken at one time or another. I think it's kind of like the way that if there's ever a dispute, that's the only way they know how to settle it.
Oh, so that's like the for realsies one. Like, we're taking this to the street. Okay.
Basically.
You said the planet's name was Vet?
Yes, V-E-T.
Are you sure it's not V-E-T-T-E?
No.
Like an apostrophe,
no.
V-E-T-T-E?
No, it's in the book. No.
Positive?
No.
Ha.
No.
Sure?
Huh? No.
Ha. Corvette?
No.
Ha, ha, ha. Because it's racing?
So, now it's interesting that you're like, well, I think most racers have done this. Have you done it?
I have.
Is
on the streets, no less.
Was it? Why? Actually, was it for the money? Were you starting out? Was it? Was it a one-on-one? I'm calling you out kind of race.
I'm gonna say that my friend Choss, who's also a professional racer, I'm gonna guess that he got into some issues, and for some reason, I had to race on his behalf. I'm blanking on maybe why that's the case, but there was a reason why I'm in some trouble, man, I need some help, and he couldn't race, so I had to do it for him.
Were you in it for the pink slips?
Maybe.
So, did you win?
I'm gonna say no. Just because it's more interesting that way.
Oh. So why is he still your friend if you lost this big race for you?
That's a good question.
Did someone else cheat?
You shipped the guy in the parking lot.
Someone else cheated?
Maybe it's... no, I don't... I was going to say maybe it's part of the reason why I left in the first place.
Were you supposed to lose?
Oh, you maybe. Got paid off to lose.
Maybe I was paid to take a dive.
And is that what you used to start your...
Oh, legitimate? Yeah.
Oh.
So, did you mark Choss as your buddy or your enemy?
He's my buddy.
So, I'm assuming that he doesn't know.
Probably not.
Ooh.
All right. Good to know. Thanks for handing me that big, juicy plot hook on a plate.
If it helps to screw me later, Mav, my
former... Title of my sex tape.
Yeah. Mav, my former mentor, is also my enemy.
So. Oh, all right. I'm going to write this stuff down. Okay. So, let's go to the minority stakeholder of the ship, and that, of course, would be...
Hi, I'm Tawny Thompson, an actor and fight choreographer, and I'm playing Lil. I own the thermocoupler on the ship, which the ship wouldn't run without, and it's a real important part, so.
Should I tell her we replaced it?
You did not. No. It's fine.
Because she keeps putting it back.
I thought it's the same serial number and everything.
Okay.
So. I came from Earth that was. I don't know if they all know. Well, you know. Yeah, they all know. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. So what was your favorite part or most memorable part of last?
I really enjoyed the heisty bit at the beginning.
Okay.
The almost like leveragey, let's figure out how to get this thing out of the other thing.
Okay.
Thing. I always like that stuff.
Okay. So. Well, good, because we're going to be doing more of it.
Great.
Now, you talk about Earth That Was.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about the group of people that your previous hospitality arrangements before signing on with the crew of the Kraken here.
So, Lil's family is part of a group called the Atomites.
What do they call themselves? Because that's kind of what everyone else calls them. Wasn't it like the children of the...
Children of Sons of Adam? Was that it?
Yeah, something like that. If
your
only
girl
you took
did not write
notes.
This down.
You did not write that down.
Wait. Nope, because...
All right, so Atomites it is, but they call themselves something else because the Atomite is more of a...
It's like in a zero session, I'll listen back.
Yeah. You should too, if you're a veteran.
You have to be in the club.
That was the name that everyone calls them, though.
Yeah, but they call themselves like the children of the something.
I thought we called it the Sons of Adam.
It was Sons of Adam.
That's what I thought.
95% sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, anyway.
they were kind of a wandering caravan people who wandered Earth that was... And they were not well known for being
egalitarian.
So Lil never fit into that mold very well and got herself into a mite of trouble after saving all their asses with her new ship that she bought for 50 gold and then got exiled on her 50 gold ship.
Is gold our currency?
I don't know.
No.
Credit. Yes. Probably, though, in Earth that was, it is gold.
Yeah. That's probably what they call it.
Yeah.
So she got exiled from this awful group, which...
After saving all their asses.
After, which is the story that she keeps telling us that is because she saved all their asses.
I did.
Which she did. Certainly... Me asking this question means that none of this is going to come up in the session.
Nothing.
Okay. Good to know. Was there a
this is a whole waste of time.
Just one more thing. Was there a particular member of the Atomites who did not like you or was very judgmental of you?
Yes, I want to say like almost the brood mother, the mother hen of the
lady.
Group.
Okay.
Karen.
No. I feel like Ruth is a better
word. Ruth is good.
Yes. Yes,
Ruth is great.
That is much better.
Ruth
hates me. Hey, hey.
So Ruth, the brood mother. Oh, what's
the?
It's
Mama Eve?
No, she's like the seed mother or something. Like,
ooh.
Okay, yeah.
Ooh. Rob,
if you're talking about sunflower seeds, you don't know.
No,
that's
but that's what she does. That's what she does. She calls everybody by like my sweet little sunflower.
Oh.
That just got weird.
Oh, God.
See,
I don't feel so good.
I think she was definitely, like, the matchmaker of the...
Yeah, the seed mother.
Yeah.
The one who provides seeds. I'm not even going to it.
Keep talking, Tony.
I'm done.
Oh God, no.
Before we get actual vomit on the table, let's go over to our doctor here, the lovely and talented Miss Sarah Babe.
Hello, I'm Sarah Babe. I'm a professional nerd as well. I do nerding, podcasting. Super fun.
What other shows are you on?
I am on Plot Points, which is a super fun podcast about all things gaming. Mostly games. Hence gaming. I'm bad at describing what we do. And also Encounter Party, which is a newer podcast, which is super fun, doing a 5e Ravnica. I play a Minotaur. I'm pretty cool. And so look at those. It's pretty awesome.
And what are you playing here with us?
I am playing what did we say her race was?
Nara.
Yes, the Nara, that's right. I'm playing a Nara doctor. My name is Alejandra Vega Lorne de Stella Nova. I am known as just Dr. Vega or the spider because I have a lot of arms.
Yes, this ship has not one but two Zenos on it, which we can talk about how they use their abilities in a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And what was your favorite part of the last session?
The brain surgery.
You would.
I know, it was just so cool. I was like, this is awesome.
Dr. Vega got to basically do brain surgery to eliminate the memories of their target so that he wouldn't remember the tiny little alien droid that he had befriended.
Right, but for his own safety. But he still remembered all the pretty memories that he had before with the pretty lady, so that was good.
And
I just thought that was pretty cool.
Our fourth member.
Hi, I'm Ethan. I am playing the muscle of the group. I am a Xeno known as the Krieg, who are space tortoises.
And your character's name is?
Ash.
And what was your favorite part of our last session?
Probably flamethrowering a motorcycle.
Ooh, that was pretty cool.
Yes, the jobs that our crew partakes, they generate... We rate how much trouble that they sort of cause in a term called heat, and Ethan's character apparently took that literally by flamethrowing the escape vehicle of Cho Tyrek before he could flee into the streets of Warren.
I mean, to be fair, parked like that in a neighborhood like this.
Yeah. Outside a window like that.
Right, I mean, this is bound to be burned.
So, the way that the game handles heists is a lot of is different from the way that many RPGs handle heists. To some extent, D&D is a heist RPG, but other games there tends to be hours and hours of planning, half an hour of execution, and then another hour of well, that didn't work. Oh, what do we do? I don't know. Make it up. Yikes. And the Blades in the Dark family of games does things a little differently in that they assume that you have made the plan and are going forward with the plan, and we just kind of cut to the part of the plan where things are happening. And that's what we're going to do here. Because ghosts. After Buster went missing last week or last session. Oh man, we gotta fix that post. Last session, you spent a good amount of time trying to track her down, obviously, and you were unable to locate her. Basically because that player, Jordan, isn't here this week. But you were able to find Arlox, who was the Pasha of the Ashen Knives Syndicate, who you had originally cut your deal with. You opted to deliver your cargo, or the bounty hunter, to another Pasha in another system. While that is still technically doing what you're supposed to be doing, it also caused some issues. And that one of the main issues is that Arlox kidnapped, or at the very least arranged for the taking of Buster.
Blarg.
And you want her back. So.
Buster, come back. You can put it all on me.
Where you have found Arlox... he is attending some of the ring races on Vet.
Yeah.
You know the race that he's going to be attending. You know where he's going to be and what he's going to be in. Basically, there are. Yeah. Why don't we do it?
He's going to be in a race car.
No, he's not going to be in a race car. He's going to be the guest of one of the Pasha's or one of the other Ashen Knives in kind of their, like, you know, luxury, ill-gotten space yacht. and they're going to be watching the races and drinking and partying down while the ring races are going on. So now what you need to do is decide. You can either gather some information, or you can decide what type of plan you are going to do.
Oh my God. We should just kidnap our locks.
I was to say, if they're in a space yacht and they're partying
mutiny.
It up,
we're going to steal a space yacht.
I mean, we could fake an OD, and that way we get the doctor in, and you guys could be like other
then
doctor people.
We mutiny the space yacht.
Sure.
How do we get one of them to OD? But we have to get on the space yacht first.
Right.
The scientific term is green.
I'm a doctor.
Not a bricklayer.
Alternatively, you guys could have your actual plan, and plan A could be a diversion, where we maybe challenge him with a wager, and I could race.
Ooh, you're good at racing.
I am.
So you'd probably win.
Maybe.
Can we kidnap him while you're doing the racing?
Well, yeah. That's okay. Part of the plan.
Oh, all right.
I don't want to just race for shits and giggles.
So we're going to have a race and an OD and a kidnapping.
Basically, while they're thinking that it all rides on the race, you guys will be
doing... Or we just land on the ship and kill everyone.
You could do that, too.
That's a thing.
I mean, that's also an option. I'm open to all options.
I'm not open to that one. Sorry.
Ethan's like, I came up with a plan for once, and people don't want to do it. It's not my fault.
Simple.
I tried.
Just keep punching them until they tell you what you want.
I mean, it's a valid...
It's not valid.
Walter would enjoy it.
Yeah.
Big Lebowski. Oh,
Jesus.
I love all things.
I don't. Do you have another plan?
Well, that was four plans.
That was four plans.
We need like one of them. Like, we can combine a couple of them into a single plan, but it's got to be all just the one.
That's kind of what I said.
Can you do silence and create some sleeping gas?
I'm sure I can. That would be great because we wouldn't be killing anyone.
So
you can still race stuff.
It sounds like, from me, it sounds like the main plan is a deception plan, because you are going in under false pretenses to get Arlok's and basically grab him until he tells you where and convince him to tell you where your engineer is.
Because I don't have to race. If there's a plan that you think we all need to be present for,
I don't think that. We need to come up with one cohesive plan where we all have part.
Correct. That was your job. Mine was the diversion.
How was that my job?
I said you two whatever plan you want to do.
Okay.
And I'll race.
So the racing is a diversion.
Correct. It's
so we can get in. You do the sleeping gas, and we grab our locks. But we ain't got nowhere to take him then, because you got the ship.
Well, again, I don't
We'll hide
have
him
to
in
race.
His shell.
Is there room in your shell?
No, I have to be in my shell.
Yeah.
It doesn't really come off.
Wait, yeah. Do I have...
Oh, do we have,
I already
like,
don't
escape
like
pods
what's
and...
Here.
Or, like, like, Firefly? There's
biology.
The... You know... In our
you did not take the shuttle as okay. As an upgrade. You have a brig and a medical bay.
Okay. Never mind. That thwarts the thought that I had.
I'm assuming that the ship that we use is not actually a racing ship.
That's correct.
So
we need to get a racing
ship
first.
Right.
Could you
almost
just...
as if you had a friend who was a racer.
Which I do.
Which you do.
I do have that.
All right then. that clears everything up then.
We could also just take the yacht.
We could do that too.
We could race the yacht.
Should we steal the yacht with all of our friends on it and race it?
I'm on a boat! Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
So it sounds like the plan that you're leaning towards is that you're going... Now, are you going to race as yourself or as your friend?
I suppose that would depend on what... Jeez, I don't know. I mean, whatever is going to be the...
I will tell you that if you show up in that system, I think that Arlok's... If any of you show up in that system, he's going to be suspicious.
Right. Yeah. So I should stay under cover as...
Unless you approach him and say that you are willing to trade the droid, which I don't think that you are.
Well, my thinking was is that we would propose to him, like, okay, if I win, I get the droid and I get
Buster.
Or, and if you win, you get Buster and the droid, or however they want it, whatever they want.
I don't think they're not going to go for that.
No.
Because it's basically like, why am I betting this for you? I don't need a mechanic. I just want the droid.
That's true.
Is it not the droid you're looking for?
That's the wrong game. That's in 2 weeks.
Yes.
Okay.
Some great radio here. So, well, no. So it sounds like
we can use the sparkle.
It sounds like you're setting up this race so that you can draw out Arlok's, and then the rest of the team can go get him.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay. So. What I think. So how
Sorry,
is the
we all have colds.
So how is the rest of the team going to go and get him? Like you've got your part of the plan is aces.
Okay,
got it.
Everybody While they're else all the focused one. On this race, we sneak in like we're part of the catering team. Yeah.
Okay.
And then you do the sleeping gas thing, like right in the middle of everything, and then we grab our locks and we go. Simple. No frills. No killing.
That didn't rhyme.
What if the catering is already there?
Oh, we were late for our shift because we hit a space storm over in the vector quadrant of the...
Do you need space, bro? No.
Well, that's one of the reasons why you make what's called the engagement roll is you decide... Yeah. That tells you whether or not the catering is there already.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay, so cool. Let's get that engagement roll set up. Because it sounds like, that's what we want to do, right? Or do you want to set that up? Oh, let's do that. Why don't you go ahead, Steve, and...
Yeah.
It's
always on the moon.
And go ahead and make your your helm roll here.
Okay.
So the way that these rolls work is you get a number of dice equal to whatever action you're going to take. I'm going to assume that you're using helm here because you're piloting.
Okay. Correct.
Because the players should actually always say, I'm going to use this action, and then justify to me why it's that one and not the other one. You can also gain dice from one of three areas. You can either push yourself and take two stress points to gain a stress die. Mm-hmm. And we do like to differentiate the dice because the players have a weird, like, I want to know if that dice would have mattered, fetish, and I'm totally okay with that.
I mean, that's the thing. That's like everybody. Like that's just that's a thing, Rob.
That's just a thing.
Okay. I think you just haven't played in a while, Rob.
I guess
you've been running games.
It's
too long.
Well, no, it's so weird because I haven't played a game where I've actually had to roll dice in like
a very long time.
Oh my god, we need to solve this.
It's all these new age hippie games, I tell you. Actually, no, the last time we played that where I rolled dice was Star Wars.
Yeah, but that was like 2 weeks ago.
It seems longer.
It does.
So, you can push yourself and take stress, and stress is a resource that reflects the pressures of being a space scoundrel. You can choose a red die, which is a devil's bargain die. This means that oftentimes if you roll a certain number, you get a complication. This is basically a complication that you take on automatically in exchange for an extra die. Or there's also the gambit, which every job you start with one gambit die, and that allows you to... That's basically just a reflection of luck, skill, ability, what have you.
He's also sexy and Cajun.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're going to make that joke every session.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
every session until... that's what you need, like a Cajun...
That's a real hard dialect.
No. You don't have to do
that. I have a perfect name for you.
Okay. So, all right. So, you're going to try to cause this distraction via flashy piloting. Are you taking any of these extra dice?
May I ask what the devil's bargain would be?
The devil's bargain would be, I think, the person whom you're racing against has a personal connection to your friend.
Oh.
And so you might find out something, you might complicate a relationship that your friend has. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to be. So I like the idea that basically, the person who is racing against your friend in the ring race kind of like would, you know, slap you on your ass and be like, I'll see you after the race there, honey. And you may have to
take one for the team.
Wait, what? my brain picked up bits and pieces of that. And I don't.
Okay, so
there's a thing called sex.
I got that.
So, the person whom you're racing, I think, gets turned on by the ring races, and may try to jump you amorously after the race. But when they find out that you're not your friend, may react negatively, or you may have to
disabuse them of the notion.
Right. Mm-hmm. You may have to do something to calm them down.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
That'll be a fun scene.
Yeah. Oh boy.
So.
Oh, that's a lot of ones.
That's a two, a one, and a one.
Oh.
All right.
You didn't drive good.
No, I didn't. Thank you for pointing
out.
You're
welcome.
So, when, we
less than ideal
accidentally crash into the app.
So when we roll dice, we set up the position, which is controlled, risky, or desperate. And unless I specify a different position, it's assumed that the roll is always going to be risky. And then the highest number that is rolled is what is...
you could use your thing and reroll.
Could I? Is that a thing?
Yeah, don't you have a thing that does that?
Do I have a thing that does that?
What is your special ability?
I
thought you had that.
Keen eye.
Ace pilot, you have potency on all speed related rolls. When you roll to resist the consequences of piloting, gain one D.
Never mind.
Okay. No, I don't know why they thought that you could reroll dice.
I lied.
Wrong
game.
Yes.
That's when you use the force.
You guys got my hopes up. I hate you all.
You are not one with the force.
Well, I didn't.
So,
she is not with
when you roll a six, you do the thing.
Yeah.
When you roll a four or a five, you do the thing, but something happens that may make your life a little more challenging. If you roll a 1 through a 3, generally you don't do the thing, or you do the thing and suffer a complication. You end up in a desperate position or something along those lines.
Cool. So,
what I think...
Come here.
I think what happens is you still win the race.
Cool.
But you get invited up to the boss's suite because they want to meet you and talk about your career.
Oh.
And that is a deception that you're not going to be able to... Unless you keep your helmet on the entire time, which is possible.
It's stuck.
My name is Darth Vader. I come from planet Vulcan. I need it to breathe.
So, the opening scene of our scoundrelly heist flick.
Vader would totally be a Romulan. Sorry, I just had to get that.
First of all, Back to the Future reference. Second of all, how dare you?
What? Oh my god! For real.
Let's wait here until you're.
Right, we're good. Sounds like someone's doing some street racing outside, too.
So imagine the ring racers. Like, I kind of imagine, instead of, like, ships, it's almost, they're basically, like, strapped to, like, rockets. Like that they're on, they're riding them, almost. Oh. So, like, I imagine more, like, kind of, like, Tron-esque, like, you know, kind of going through and cutting people off, so you have to zip around. Pull out in front of your opponent at the last second and nearly cause them to crash into a nasty ice rock. But Titanic. They don't. Everybody lets out a fabulous cheer.
Huzzah!
And
well done, everyone.
tried. Anyway, where's my thing of names? I know I have. Oh, are they up here? One moment. Ah, they're right here. So,
I need that help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You get a brief mess or a short message from Miranda, who is the rival that you're racing, and she basically texts you and says, "That was a dirty trick. I'll have to show you some of my dirty tricks tonight."
Oh.
Yeah.
I text back, "Oh, no, thank you."
That's great.
You're getting your friend in some hot water.
And then you get a text from...
your buddy?
Genera, who is the major domo of the domo. Head of the Ashen Knives. He says... Boss Erlach would like to toast your victory personally.
Thank him for me. That's very kind that he would do that. That he would personally, wherever he is, toast me. Thank you for sending me that message.
There's a, you know, like...
You see the three dots, and then they go away.
The three dots.
And then they come back, and then they go away.
Dots. Could you turn your head 40 degrees to the right?
And cough.
You see that very expensive space yacht?
I do.
That's where...
Our space yacht?
That's where Boss Erlach is.
So right at this moment, he's holding up a glass to me. That's nice.
Are you coming aboard or not, dumbass?
This time there's no pause.
Yeah.
Sure. There's no
yeah.
dots.
I'm lead the way.
Okay.
Friend.
So we're starting a clock of
this is not going well.
Failed disguise. Wait, I'm sorry. Let me change that to.
No. Keep it on.
You're not. And what's your friend's name that you're masquerading as?
Choss. Choss.
You're not Choss.
All I can think of is in.
And we're gonna have.
Tale.
We're going to put that as a four...
only four?
A four tick clock, and because you were like, no, I'm so sleepy. We're going to tick off one of those right away.
Oh, cool.
You can do this.
Snaps for you there.
All right. So, for...
Wait a time.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the wait staff... so what I want you to do...
I don't see why I have to carry all the hors d'oeuvres.
Because you got six arms and you're hiding all the gear for the thing.
I still feel like this is taking advantage of my...
Are you saying you don't like to use your given talents?
I love to use my given
talents. Each according to their own ability.
I like that you're maybe having this argument in the, like, space kitchen. Like, you're running up things.
I just say this is a little embarrassing.
No. You know how cool it's going to look when you walk in and you're like,
just place. Make sure you slowly rotate you walk.
Yeah. And people be like, oh, I need that crab puff right there.
I'm a doctor, not a server.
Please tell me there's a chocolate fountain on her head.
Probably.
So, how are you making your way out into the... onto the floor? Are you actively serving? Are you trying to basically just kind of blend in and let people pull stuff off of your plate? And more importantly, who is the lead waiter in your scenario?
I'm deciding how I'm waiting.
Are you literally waiting?
I am doing this perfectly. I've been to many parties with my mother. I know exactly how these people work.
Are you just standing in a corner, glowering at everyone?
Looking at the clock, waiting?
Yes.
There's with a single tray and it's empty now, but you don't go back and fill it.
No, he just keeps eating up. Are those... Never mind. All right. So let's start up another clock as Grab Arlox, A-R-L-O-X. And that has six ticks on it to completion.
That's a lot of ticks.
Since we're in disguise, that means we should probably do a light load.
Yes. Since you're doing a deception applied, you want to do a light load.
Anything on Arlox?
No ticks on Arlox, yeah.
A light load would be three.
So I have an item of a fine martial arts style.
That's an item?
Yeah, how is that an item?
Where?
Sure.
Weird.
I have fine bedside manner.
As an item?
Yes.
Awesome.
Italics don't count for load, y'all.
Yeah, that's bold, not italics.
Yeah.
Then I don't know.
Let me look that up.
I just remember it and then forget it if I don't have it on.
Is that...
Or it's a headband.
Push it to the limit. Limit! Well, it's zero load.
It's one load for me.
Why is it one load for you?
Well, it's a little bubble I fill in.
Yes, it doesn't count as a load, though. You have that. Because it's one of the muscle items. It says...
yeah, it's an item I can select.
Right, but it I'm looking at it in the book, and it says zero load.
Hmm.
So you can bring that along with
you. Maybe it's supposed to be italics, and it's a typo.
Possibly.
You automatically have that as what you do if you take another one, that's one load. I'm not saying it's aliens, but we're aliens.
Yep.
So it sounds like Dr. Vega, that because you're basically drawing upon your time in the soirees and fancy pants balls, mm-hmm. you are consorting mm-hmm. as opposed to skulking or perhaps swaying.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely doing some consorting.
So I think that this is... You know what? Hold on. We forgot to set up the...
set up the heist?
Yes, to do the setup roll. So let's do that really quick, and that way we can figure out how badly you need to modify your plan. All right.
Really good, really bad.
We got this. It's good.
It'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
We're all fine here. How are you?
Totally fine.
Fine.
It's great.
Mm-hmm. Totally good.
Dandy.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Super dandy.
Mm-hmm.
Jim dandy.
Engagement roll, 150.
What, okay. Is Jim Dandy a real thing?
Or it is, actually. All right, so you take 1d6 for sheer luck.
1d6 for luck.
Okay.
Oh, are you making this roll?
Oh,
do I?
Am I not?
You can. Somebody has to.
Oh, I can do it. I believe in me.
You okay. always
we
have
trust
good
you
rolls.
This time.
I got the Minotaur okay. dice.
Right. So, is the operation particularly bold or daring?
No.
I think it's a little pretty cool.
No. Easy.
Well, I mean, simple. It is pretty simple. Because, like,
yep.
Generally,
I like that you're talking yourself out of an extra dice. Okay.
I figured we got an extra dice the other way.
No. Does the plan detail expose a vulnerability of the target or hit them where they're weakest?
Yes. Yep. Food.
Really?
Food and reason.
Are you kidding? I don't pay attention to anything when I'm eating. I'm like,
booze.
I'm
gonna
all right, okay, take plus one
booze.
D.
Yeah.
Can any of your friends or contacts provide aid or insight for this operation? Since you use your buddy and are probably gonna be torching his reputation a wee bit, that will actually give you an extra die.
Nice.
Okay. Nice. Okay. So go ahead and roll those dice.
I'll even
wait. What's the devil's bargain?
No, you don't do the devil's bargain on the entry roll.
There, just to
thank you
to calm Tawny. I rolled all of them to the sixes first for good luck.
To use up their six energy.
It's okay. These dice are particularly sixy.
Hey.
Oh. You did about as well as I did.
So it's gonna be one of those nights then. Ooh, all right.
Okay. I mean, technically, that's six.
When you add them together.
Do you need to borrow the dice, Jail?
No. I know exactly what happens, because you're in a desperate... Because basically it means you're in a desperate position when the action starts. So
okay.
The three of you, you know, swoop out into the VIP section of the space yacht.
We still have all the food and everything goes down.
No. Okay. And
Ash has a nut allergy.
I was just wondering, can we spend a stress to do a flashback of us poisoning all the food?
You can.
But not poisoning like, in a death way. Just a pooping way.
No, we're gonna troll. Okay. I was thinking troll dust.
Okay.
Not in a death way.
A pooping way.
That's
I mean, you know, obviously you have never experienced the death poops.
It's funny that you say this. I spent a good portion of the morning reading, like I forget the hashtag, but it was like I can't believe I ate that or something like that, where people talked about how they ate, like, you know, ghost peppers or, you know, Thai food, and it almost died, it almost killed them, and so that's kind of what that made me think. Anyway, death poops.
Is that what this episode is called? Death poops? Death poops.
Instead of death proof, death poop. What do they call you? Proctologist Mike.
No.
I just messed up my eye makeup. Okay.
No, I know exactly what the...
Oh, my God.
I know exactly what the desperate position is. And it's going to affect Sarah. I'm going to wait for her to calm down.
Okay. Oh, I got this. I'm sorry. Oh.
Camera. Wrong camera.
All right. Serious Dr. Time glasses are going on.
Vega? Is that you? It's your mother.
Fuck.
Whoa.
Sorry.
Can we figure out what your mother's name was?
Something very regal that starts with ambassador.
Sam is a regal name.
No.
That's a critical joke.
As
soon as I see this happen.
Lilandra.
Okay.
Ambassador Lilandra. That's the story I've gotten.
That's all I need.
Right.
But you're also kind of like, you look at her like, what is she doing here on the deck of the space yacht surrounded by a bunch of really super rich ass criminals?
Mother?
I was going to try to do a thing.
This is why I stopped. I paused you.
Yeah. Death poops.
What are you doing here?
Vega, I need you to go refill the chocolate fountain. Stat.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Pardon?
Why are you ordering my daughter around?
I'm the catering manager. I'm doing my job. She needs to do hers. And go fill the chocolate fountain right now.
I don't think so, because this is my mother. One doesn't just say no to Ambassador Lilandra.
Do you know how many degrees my daughter holds? I do not believe for a second that she is a caterer or an assistant caterer.
I think you might be mistaken.
She has a this healthy 98 degrees.
No, it's cheap. These are personalized arms. She paid for them. I can't fake this.
Okay, don't cause a scene, huh?
We're trying to do a thing that involves
subterfuge.
She folds one set of arms.
There's a sting operation, and we're helping a kidnapping victim get unkidnapped. So your daughter is doing a very good thing right now, and you're messing it up.
And she folds her second pair of arms.
Is that supposed to be like, am I supposed to be scared now? I'm not.
She's Goro-ing
Mother,
you.
I am trying to do a Black Ops mission. Would you please let me do this?
A what?
Catering.
You are supposed...
Why are you always ruining my dreams?
Meanwhile, Ash, what are you doing? As you can tell, this job is going off perfectly.
I was about to cut in and be like, I'm out of food.
He says, as like he's finished, like you pop the last thing and you're like, I'm out of food.
Oh, and enchanté or something.
Ding, 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 ding.
Can you just go and get more crab puffs and keep all of these nice people happy? We're all happy? Crab puffs.
Crab.
The ones with the crab.
Have we seen this guy yet we're looking for?
Our rocks. Oh, go bring him some crab puffs. Would he recognize the crew or just him?
I think he will probably recognize the crew.
Ah, fuck.
Is there...
Well, at the very least, out of everybody... The giant space turtle is probably a little conspicuous. Followed by the four-armed doctor. And last but certainly not least, the space Southern Bell. So...
Southern Bell? Wait, that doesn't...
Yeah. There ain't no bell. One. Okay, this is spiraling.
Southern horn.
Can we just... Let's go talk for a minute. Do the thing. With the... thing.
Exactly what are... Now, you need to tell me what you're doing here this instant.
Oh my god, mother, I am an adult!
Lady, as I told you, there was a kidnapping.
I am... Oh. Can you tell... I'm sorry, what did you call me?
You need to not lady her.
There is a kidnapping. We're fixing it. We're unkidnapping the kidnapping.
All right. What part of the hegemony are you working for?
You don't need to know that.
Oh, yes, I do.
We don't work for no one.
You kind of work for me, but...
I just like to put
that's
that
not
out.
How this works, and you ain't here.
Tell me what is going on, and tell me the truth, Vega, this instant, or I'm immediately going to Erlach and telling him what, and revealing all of you to him.
Fine. They kidnapped one of our crew.
Who did?
Them.
Why? Wait, because they're your crew?
Our crew. I'm on a crew right now.
Did you?
I'm doing a thing.
Did you tell your mother that you are bumming around the space the galaxy on a, you know,
on a
bounty hunter ship?
She might think I have a residency somewhere.
Okay, here's what I'm fixing to do.
Residency.
I'm gonna
on
find
a ship.
Glass yeah, of red wine up. Equivalent.
Space Bordeaux. Okay.
Space Bordeaux. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Go help get her cleaned up. You go help the
Ambassador
Lilandra, go help her get cleaned up. Go on.
What I'm not
it's all over your dress. Oh god, it's such a mess. That looks so expensive. Go.
Are you
walk over and pick her up?
I would like to use sway to convince everyone around us.
Well, okay.
That she needs to be
so
going cleaned
why
up.
Don't you? I think.
Are there any doors that are guarded?
The one I'm currently backing into.
Why? What is your plan here?
Just pick her up and try to walk her through those doors.
The guarded doors?
Yeah, and just be like, Ambassador Liliana needs to clean up. And just
okay.
Try to kick open the door and walk straight
that
through.
That sounds like it's a pretty desperate move to me. I'm just telling you, setting the stakes here. So that means that every time you roll it, you actually get to mark XP, but that also means that if you roll poorly, it gonna hurt.
Oh boy.
So you gonna do it? Because you're muscling your way through, I will say that all you need you probably will be rolling your scrap here, because Lilandra is not going to go quietly either.
Also, she has four arms.
Yeah.
But I'm using my sway.
Well, that's later.
That it's fine.
Are you applying that? Well, I will ask you. Do you want to help him with that roll, or do you want to apply that to the overall goal?
Overall.
Let's do it.
We ain't ticked a single clock.
Yeah.
You guys got some... you did, but not a good one.
So. Well, we did, that was you.
I thought we were a team.
Then that would be we did, not you did.
Yeah,
sir.
You all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
We are going to have a severe meeting about this.
You have all the meetings you want. I've got to deal with my mother.
No, she's going to get cleaned up. She's fine. It's fine.
So we're going with scrap?
Yep.
And then I'm going to stress myself.
Yeah, you're probably...
You don't want to see what the devil's bargain is today?
Mm. I think failing's enough of it.
Don't fuck up.
That's 661.
But the thing that didn't help was the stress.
Okay, so you rolled two sixes?
Two sixes and a one.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, you're quite strong.
Why didn't you just see your friend?
Oh my god, that would be so awkward.
Because you rolled two sixes, that is actually a critical effect.
Nice.
Which means that you're actually going to tick two on the Grab Arlok's chart.
Oh, and you mark XP.
And you mark XP.
Nice.
And I believe you also get another gambit.
I'm not trying to touch you. I'm trying to touch the dog. Just making sure.
Oh, we should have started no with one gambit as well.
Yeah. Okay. I forgot to put those on the table. Cool. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Oh, that was
a dog. All right. So, you are swaying the just crowd the to basically. So sorry. We're very sorry here.
Yep.
Move along.
We're taking care
move
of
along.
It.
Yeah, I think that's also pretty desperate.
Cream puff?
Cream puff? Cream puff? So that's two for sway. What the devil's bargain here?
The devil's bargain is that that's going to tick another clock on the you're not
nope,
choss.
We'll take the stress.
Okay. She's so nice to you sometimes, and yet you won't... You, every time you're like, no, you still only own 2% of the ship.
Accurate.
You're welcome. Oh, I got a 5. Okay. And the thing that didn't help was the stress.
Okay.
Well, stress never helps anyone.
So, that puts the grab Arlok's clock at 3.
It rolled a 2.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. You're like...
Remember, that ain't coming out for the rest of the session.
I thought you were going to put the stress dice in there.
We're going to need a bigger jail.
In addition to stress and that, you can also... another player can take a point of stress to give you another die. So you, if because you were kind of helping out there. But now you get to make your own roll.
And just to double check, I took... experience for that?
That
was desperate.
Oh, well, because you rolled a 5, though.
Oh, do I not take experience?
Something weird.
I thought because it was.
No, you still roll, you still roll XP. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what your consequence is.
Oh.
I think we're just going to add some. We're going to add 2 heat to your roll during the downtime. Because this is getting a little hot.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
What are you doing to move the clock forward here?
I'm going to say during all the ruckus.
Well, she's calmed everybody down.
Right.
Ash has pulled your mom off to a private bathroom.
Oh yeah.
It's my mom, dude.
You have all those arms.
All those arms.
That's your
to
mom
hold.
And your new stepdad.
You're not my space dad.
You know, I'm honestly okay with this. Well, obviously, I'm going to need to load up on more lovely treats, so I will sleep drunk of the treats.
You thought we were doing like a mist.
Yeah, I think it's going to be more subtle if we do sleep drugs in the food now.
Okay.
Since
not
we
already... poop drugs.
No.
Okay. So I think that's probably a doctor role since you need to, you know, you want to make sure that the dosed stuff goes to Arlok because you don't want to necessarily take out everybody, just him, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. Whoever sleep.
Well,
mostly him now.
Sleep.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
If you do it that way.
Yeah.
And you succeed, you'll actually clear out all 3 remaining things, but it's going to be a desperate roll.
Oh.
Do it.
All right. Oh, let's do it.
What's
okay.
going to happen?
Okay, so I'm doing a thing. This is super stressful, so I feel like I could. What's the gambit things do?
These are basically free dice that you can take.
Can I take a free dice? Is that okay?
Sure.
We're going to. Okay, we're free dice it.
Free dice it.
Okay. All right. Drugging all the foods. Drugging all the foods.
I don't want to look. I can't look.
Oh.
That's a 4.
So it's 4, which means you do succeed,
but
are you filling in 2? No? Getting all 3. They're all full!
She succeeded.
Okay.
Except, like, So she scoops you away, and head into the kitchen area and are like, 3, 2, 1. And then you start to hear thump, thump, womp, bump, 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 bump. And you peek back out the kitchen door to see that all of the guests are sprawled out on the floor. And you have just taken a bite.
Crap.
Now.
Bite?
Yeah.
Of the poisoned food.
The drugged food. Drugged
you
food.
Can choose
Thank
to,
God it's not death
proof. You can choose to... so you're going to take some harm here, but you can choose to resist it if you wish.
I would like to...
Because otherwise I'm going to give you a 2-stress harm of drugged.
Oh, boy. There's no setback to resisting, right? Or at least like
the way the resistance works is whichever thing you roll, whether it's insight, prowess, or resolve, you take an amount of stress equal to 6 minus the highest die roll. So you will be spending some stress to resist this.
Okay.
Unless you roll a 6.
Okay.
At least they know they have a doctor.
How do I resist again?
So I'm going to say that you need to resist using your resolve here because you're trying to fight off the effects of the drug. So basically the number of triangles that you have in that vertical or that vertical line going down the first row.
Dear Steve.
Okay, roll it.
I'm real.
Oh man! So what is one. This day?
So that means that you take 5 stress.
Woo!
Fork nugget.
But you are only going to take a 1 level harm of spacey. Because you like because you bite down. And Dr. Vega goes, no, and you spit it out, but I think for until you clear that, you're whether or not the drug has actually affected you, you still are like,
am I a little loopy?
Yeah, you're not sure if it's the drug or if it's the adrenaline or whatever, but you're still a little like, whoa, what? And I think that the spitting out of that of the dosed hors d'oeuvre is where we will end our first act at the end of the heist, since they've completed the Grab Arlok's heist. And we'll be back in 10 minutes with Act 2 of Episode 2 of Scum and Villainy.
Hey friends, I hope you really enjoyed our playthrough of Scum and Villainy from Evil Hat Games as much as we are enjoying playing through it. Thank you so much to Evil Hat for sponsoring a couple of books for us here with our playthrough, and we are so enjoying this game. We hope that you all are as well. If you liked our music, what you heard was a tune called Dead from the Beginning, Alive Till the End by Dr. Turtle. You will find all of those notes in our episode description. Just a quick special announcement here. We will be going live from Nexus Game Fair. That's going to be on Saturday, June the 1st here in Brookfield, Wisconsin. For those of you that joined us on our May the 4th adventure through Star Wars Saga RPG, we will be continuing that storyline from Nexus for a 3-hour show. That will only be available live unless you are a supporter of our Patreon, so please catch us live, or if you don't, go ahead and support us on Patreon. You'll get all of that content as well as a number of other hours of our Zero sessions and a few other things there. Last but not least, please, please, please do like, follow, and share wherever you get your podcasts. If you would give us a quick shout out and rate, we would really enjoy that. We also love hearing from y'all, so go ahead and find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you like. We're just about everywhere at this point. So please, please, please go ahead and share this with your friends. The more growth we can get with our audience, the better it will be for us and the more shows we can try to bring you. That being said, please stay tuned for a special announcement from our very own Danielle Brin. Again, thank you so much for joining us for Scum and Villainy from Evil Hat Games.
Hello, friends. Did you like Helix's crazy antics during Masks? Did you appreciate Friend Computer shaming all of her friends into doing a good job during Paranoia? Or perhaps you enjoyed Zhu Feiyan's scorned lover quest for revenge? Hi, I'm Danielle Brin, the actor and voice of all of those kooky characters, and I have something to tell you. Rob and I are developing a brand new series with a two-person RPG. It's something that the crew has never played before, and we are extremely excited to get it rolling. But we can only do it with your help. If we meet our next goal on Patreon, Rob and I will announce and schedule the brand new series. So, like, rate, subscribe, and most importantly, donate to our Patreon. Because I have missed you guys. XOXO, Gossip Girl. Just kidding, I've never seen that series. Love you, bye!